We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bruce, do you think Pouncey being out is a big deal today?
Yeah, I think that's a big deal. I mean, that's huge up front. He heads that line of scrimmage, and I know that probably raised a little concern for Ben being behind center and knowing Pouncey controls the line of scrimmage, the points, the communications, all that. So I think it is a concern, but Steelers have to just kind of – it's next man up. I mean, I heard you talking about Cody Wallace. Cody Wallace was a great dude. I mean, he was like your perfect backup center.
Really?
Just loved it. Gritty. Yeah, he was gritty, smart, would compete his tail off. He's not going to make all the plays, and he might lose a few here and there. But you want someone in there that knows what they're doing, is going to get the snap to Ben, and is going to compete hard. And that's what Cody brought. So we'll see tonight.
Tonight. The game's going to start in an hour and 10 minutes because of that frigging Christmas tree thing. So let's make sure we let people know that it's a 3:40 kickoff, which is still such a joke.
So what are you guys going to do? Are you done at
no.
three?
Oh, hell no. No, we're just going to sit here and read tweets and text messages and take phone calls. We've got Banner's going to come on with us and watch the game with us from 5 to 6.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool.
That's cool.
Watch the game with the Steeler. And we're going to have reports from Heinz Field. I mean, it stinks. I'd much rather be at home with a glass of red wine. Tino, no ice. And watching the game that way. So do you think right now, because they're on the practice field, or not on the practice field, they're on the field at Heinz Field right now, getting ready for this game. Can Ben do stuff with Hassenhauer right now to make himself comfortable and ready to go with him?
Yeah, I mean, there's been communications all week. I mean, of course, you're trusting that the backup knows what he's doing. But now it's getting those snaps. I'm sure Ben won't go under center much, if at all, today. And just making the shotgun snaps are good.
So how many shotgun snaps, like a pitcher warms up before a game, like how many shotgun snaps would Ben want to take from Hassenhauer right now, Bruce?
Just a couple.
Really?
Ben's not going to – yeah, he'll get a couple and he'll be like, all right, cool, that's good.
How about the calling out protections part of that gig? Is that something that you now expect Hassenhauer to do, or will Ben handle that, or somebody else on the line?
No, you expect Hassenhauer to do it. But you also expect, there's other veterans on that line, and it's a five-way communication. You know, those guys up front are totally communicating. If someone sees something, they're yelling it down the line of scrimmage. That helps, you know, the center make the appropriate call. So, and Ben can always trump stuff. He could come up to the line and be like, hey, look, you know, and point to the left, and maybe that, you know, makes him think of something and redirects the line of scrimmage, you know, and Ben has the authority to do those things. So, I'm not too concerned about it. I do think it's like a big deal just because of Pouncey's leadership and all that. But I think this gives Hassenhauer just a great opportunity to get in there and compete. You know, and at the end of the day, I might be a little more concerned if, like, Lamar Jackson was playing and the running backs were playing. I mean, but at the end of the day, the Steelers should handle business.
Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Hey, Chris. Good. How you doing?
Let's not answer that question right now.
Why?
I got like major technical issues here, and I'm ready to strangle somebody as a result, but neither here nor there.
The dog bit the cord.
Oh, no. I have no idea who screwed up what, but if I find out, there's going to be hell to pay. Here's, I guess, my question. Is there any way that having a much more simplified game plan by necessity, which is what I think the Ravens would have to do for a variety of reasons, no practice time, backup quarterback, can that ever work to a team's advantage? Like when there's not going to be any tricks and the other guys might know what's probably coming, but there's like a certain belief or conviction in Baltimore that, hey, we're just going to play no frills, try to be better than the guy in front of us and see where it takes us. Can that work to a team's advantage at all?
I mean, it could, because guys can play faster, know what they're doing, and not think so much. But in the other sense, too, I mean, honestly, I kind of think this might open more things up for Baltimore. I mean, because RG3's more of a veteran. He's been around the league a bunch. I don't think he's remotely the quarterback Lamar Jackson is in the pass and the run game.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be different concepts that he's more comfortable with, that he's liked throughout his NFL career, that maybe Baltimore didn't run as much because that wasn't Lamar Jackson's strength, or that's not what he wanted to lean on. So this offense will look a little different. The same reason, you know, when I was backing up Big Ben, I liked different third down calls than he would like. So if I had my number called when I went in the game, Todd Haley knew, okay, these are the ones Bruce likes on third and four. This is the one he likes on third and eight. You know, and it's different than Ben. So there's going to be different nuances in the game plan tonight.
Bruce, would you expect them to run the ball more or less with RG3 in there?
I would expect them to run it more, but, you know, I mean, we'll see, you know, with both running backs out. But I think that, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, if it was me calling the shots in Baltimore, I'd throw it more. I mean, I'd show them. I'd get RG3 in a rhythm. I'd use the screen game with the wide receivers and the running backs and the quick passing game and then the play-action pass. And now all of a sudden that opens up the running game and it can help you that way.
Bruce, how bad is this defense, not the Steelers, but the Ravens defense, going to miss Williams in there? And specifically, and Campbell too, specifically, if you were in Randy Feuchner's shoes, would you be trying to establish, not establish the run, I don't ever want them to do that, but would you be trying to see what Benny Snell can do, what your line can do, even without Pouncey, going against a team that's so depleted up front?
Yeah, I don't think, you know, I think with the Pouncey news, I don't think that changes your game plan. I think you trust your center to handle this now. And you, because like you just pointed out, with some of the guys that the Ravens have out today, you might as well, you have to go after them that way. And I think it's about being physical. It's about, like, Ben has done a great job with the quick passing game, the screens, getting the receivers involved. And that's going to open up the running game. So you don't have to, like, try to establish the run. But I think the run may come easier today now with the limited action that, you know, or no action that some of the Ravens are sitting at home watching this game.
Bruce, you probably have a lot of relatives of yours in Pittsburgh that are asking this same question, so I'll do it for them. Give me a good reason not to bet the Steelers today. They're a 10.5-point favorite. I feel like taking the money that I was planning on starting my kids' college fund with in betting the Steelers to cover that number.
Do it. Why not? You know, look, please, Pittsburgh fans, don't listen to me because I don't want you to be mad at me if it doesn't pan out that way. But I
anticipate a blowout.
And you should. I mean, here's where I go back to, though, is the Ravens are very well coached. They're a tough physical football team. So they're not just going to lay down. And then when you have guys that get an opportunity, RG3 hasn't had a legit opportunity in years. So this game is like the Super Bowl for them. You know, these guys see money on the table that, man, if I play well and I could get a, you know, extension of my contract, or I could sign somewhere else. I mean, that's how important this game is for these backups. So I just wouldn't count it to lay down, especially 10.5 points. That's a lot of points, man, with the Ravens-Steelers rivalry.
I just made the bet, actually, Bruce. I just I bet on the Ravens plus 10.5.
Oh,
here.
My God. Oh, God.
I don't like Bruce either.
Why?
I don't like Stephon Tuitt saying this is a pad the stats game, man. I don't usually believe in, like, bulletin board material.
But now, for one time only, you are.
No, I think it might carry more weight in a very unique situation like this, where the Ravens already probably feel like they've been demonized. Their backs are very much against the wall in the playoff race, and they would love to play spoiler on an undefeated season. I don't want Stephon Tuitt out there, probably with the guinea pig wrapped in the towel that's his pet, sending off Instagram posts basically saying these guys suck, it's the JV team. I don't like the spider senses up here, Bruce. I feel like Spider-Man and something bad might happen.
Hey, well, Gus Edwards, man, he ran the football okay last time. I kind of like him. And then, hey, if we see a little Trace McSorley, you never know. A little Johnny Manziel on the spot, making some plays.
He needs to play in, like, one of those 6 feet and under basketball leagues for football. He needs them to start one of those. You know, they have those for guys 6 feet and under. That's what he needs in order to be an effective NFL quarterback. Hey, Bruce, what are you doing for the game? What's the plan?
So my son Roman usually has hockey Wednesdays at 5, so I'm out of that. My wife's taking him.
Nice.
So I'm just going to be chilling at the house, feet up, watching the game.
Okay.
Finishing a few calls right here before the game. Guys, I dropped the ball today. So I had some stuff early on today, and I had an interview scheduled 11:35 with Bill Michaels, Milwaukee station.
Yep.
And my wife was like, can Lincoln stay with you? I'm going to get Roman at school, and Lincoln's our three-year-old. I'm like, yeah, cool. Lincoln loves staying with me because I hand him my phone, and I'm like, here, watch YouTube while I do stuff. And I chose to get my workout in. I'm like, I'm going to get my workout in now before I have my stuff in the afternoon. And totally dropped the ball, guys. First interview all year I missed. And
did your son pick up the phone? That would have been killer if he was playing with it and he answers for you.
No, but I think he was probably just hitting ignore. So these guys are probably thinking, why is he ignoring this call? But I made it up. I got on at 12:30 for him. But I felt bad, man. It was my first interview I missed all season.
Bruce.
And I was like, gosh, Bruce, I totally am.
Pony did something worse, man. I don't want you to feel bad about what happened with you. I mean, you were just trying to be a good dad. Pony, on the air yesterday, was chastising a guy from The Athletic Baltimore, Jeff Zriebeck, who covers the Ravens.
For big-timing us.
Jeff was big-timing us or ducking us, didn't want to be subject to our tough line of questioning. Turns out, Pony gave him the wrong number to call the station, and poor Jeff Zriebeck called an old lady.
He called an old retired librarian is what happened.
They talked Dewey Decimal System when he was supposed to be talking sports.
He probably gave her the whole shakedown of the game and everything like that.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. It was a Pittsburgh number, so she probably did have questions and more or less just screamed at him for what the Ravens have done the last few days. Hey, Bruce, enjoy the game. If we get bored, we might just call you and ask you to break something down during the game, okay?
Go ahead.
Full warning.
Give me a shout. I'll be around.
All right. There you go. Bruce Gradkowski. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit them at ShorkeyKia.com. Yeah, if you're home, you can turn down Tirico, and Collinsworth is just going to make snide comments about the Steelers anyways. So mute him. Keep us up. When something happens, you can call us, you can text us, you can tweet us. We'll get you on the air if you want to vent right away.
This is your chance to finally get on the air.
All that's true. We're going to just randomly check in on other people, too, in Pittsburgh media throughout the game. So you never
Steelers,
know.
Steelers Ravens wellness checks, you might say.
And we'll have Banner watching the game with us from 5 to 6 as well. Coming up, let's go to Baltimore. Former NFL coach, former NFL front office man, who's a Ravens analyst, is going to join us to tell us what's left of the Ravens roster for this game. It's Black and Gold Game Day on 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.